kind of had a paradigm shift and realized that your family, I don't know if I want to use the word out of balance or taking precedent over everything else.
Absolutely.
And that can take place. We can get so, when you look at the five pillars, healthy mind, body, society, finances, and family, we could, and we see people all the time that do this. They've got, you know, two or three kids, and one of them's in, you know, playing softball, soccer, and volleyball, and then rotating, and then they got two others who are doing this, and they spend every waking moment, that's the term the soccer mom is in place, but every waking moment is revolving around the family and the sight of down the road. And you obviously experience it.
Yes, absolutely.
And then, so what, I'm curious, how does one take that transition? And I'm not saying because if there's any one area that you could be out of balance, that would probably be the one that would be the best one to be out of balance. Because, you know, if you've got the family structure and you're spending, you know, all the extra time you have, far better than spending all the time, you know, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and never seeing your family. But again, there's got to be a balance. What did you do? Because you said you had one in the home when you were introduced to Meekin. What did you do to start making the small steps to get more in balance with the other four pillars?
Well, there were a whole slug of changes, and actually she was just leaving the home. It was just after she graduated in 94, and so, but then that was such a shock to my heart that I knew I needed more than my family and more than my church to go along this path, you know, and I had been having Humans Being More at least every year. I mean, I started Humans Being More, but then every year I kept going on Humans Being More in like 94, 95, 96, 97, and I was still stuck in sort of half-ish days of work on Bainbridge Island until this sort of fell into my lap. So Humans Being More, Meekin was so good to me because I'd been around. Beth Pepin was my first, Humans Being More, and Larry Poffitt was my second. And I mean, that was in the days when, you know, things were a little bit different in the area. And as I went, I'm getting sidetracked because I forgot your actual question about Humans Being More.
Making that transition, what's the first step for a lot of us? We recognize that, okay, we're spending too much time in this or in this arena or, you know, whatever the case may be. We could be out of balance when it comes to a healthy mind and be the most educated. And how often do you see this? People in their latter years saying, oh, yeah, I'm going back to teaching my education. I know people in their 30s that, late 30s even, who have never gotten out of school. They're in that permanent continuing education course, and they've got the healthiest mind on the planet, and yet they're not utilizing it. Nobody else is benefiting except for them. I mean, they're a wealth of knowledge, but there's no application. So when we're out of balance, what was your first step? What were the steps you took to say, okay, hey, I don't have a plan B?
Now, when I hear you say, you know, and then I'm thinking about how did I apply this, the fact is, as I'm building my group, I can remember how now that you said this about this mind, remember and see Humans Being More instructing leaders, facilitators. It actually gave me a little bit more counsel when I fell apart during an exercise. which is quite common for Dory. And I'm so thankful. Is that what you wanted?
Now
the transition, I can see when people aren't ready, and I can see to just keep loving on them and keep them on my list or checking back with them. And, but I I mean, I hope I never forget it, because I realized right away the timing is not right for that person.
Sure.
And they're excited about something, but they've got this and this going on, and so I asked if I could keep checking them.
Well, I think it's fascinating. You, as one who is Meekin, you've been at Meekin for since 93,
94?
94. So quite a while, and yet the timing for the business, or actually being able to introduce a set of people and build your network of your organization, didn't come until, you know, fairly recently. You have that 16-year journey. And so, as you're saying, remembering that for other folks, that maybe the timing for them was different. And you know what I find interesting, Dory, is what kind of what you're saying is that, hey, this may not be right for them. So they can still benefit from the product.
Yes.
Everybody. And that's where we can always switch gears and say, hey, you really owe it to yourself to get this job. And watch what happens. Because somebody has to be brain dead to experience a test or a rollout that, nah, that's not for me. I mean, how can it not be for you? I mean, you want your body to work. But again, we still come across those folks as well. Because, you know, who knows what's going on. What would you encourage those of us who, you know, maybe we're in a different type of a career setting, and is there a key phrase or different words or verbiage that you use to talk to people, or that you think people in your setting, being a state employee, that have, you know, set mandated schedule and all the other different things that come into a government employee, what are some of the things that are the hot buttons that would, you know, get that caliber of people to perk up?
Well, I think personally what I have used and what I've come upon accidentally, just because it was my desk this week, is my catchphrase sort of casually is, I ask people, you know, have you ever thought of a plan B? Or how is the economy, this is after I've spoken with them, just, you know, and I'm friends in the hallway, well, at work, I'm very, very careful, because you cannot mix, you cannot do anything on big time. So I've taken walks, I go down to the market all the time, I walk the neighborhood, and just ask, well, do you want to go for a walk? And in fact, yesterday a lady got back from her vacation in Cannon Beach and said, well, now, are we going to get together so that you can tell me, you know, what your plan B is? And I was thrilled, because I had just waited and waited with someone, especially that I'm going to see every day, off and on every day, and I'm just relationship building. And so I will ask, how do you, now, if I'm with a clerk at the store or something, that's different, or with someone or some of my friends, well, how, you know, I think I have found that it's so important that I get into knowing them and know their needs before I used to just think, oh, I have to offer them. I'm so excited about my decision. I was thinking about me, and now I'm thinking about other people and finding out what their need is first. But I ask, you know. And if they say, well, yeah, you know, I haven't gotten a raise or how, whatever, and I say, well, would you be open to, you know, are you looking at another source of income? You want healthy body, or do you want healthier finances? And I say that all the time, and it's really gone over well. I mean, it promotes more conversation. And then as we're talking, I've been learning from Rick Murphy, I've been learning from Tim Nigel, Ray Schwab, the different people that I'm talking with or on calls with or listening or being accountable at Mary Lou and Larry, that it's okay to be qualified in that area, because if they fail the first part of the interview, as far as they won't even smile at you, well, just they had a great day, you know? Don't worry about it. I used to worry about it, thinking I needed to help everybody.
Yeah.
It freaks me up.
Or if somebody is so focused. I love the phrase that, you know, when you find that you're talking to somebody and then they realize that they've been monopolizing the conversation, talking about this by themselves. And you hear, I don't think proverbial say this, but you get the impression that they come to a point in conversation where something along the lines of, well, enough of me talking about me, why don't you talk about me? Just keep talking about me, you know. And so, if we can't be others-centered or others-focused or at least interested or open to others, then we're not going to ever get anywhere. That person, you know, another person may be completely out of balance, and so the timing isn't right. I like what you're saying about slipping away, dropping the question, but then pulling them out of that environment, number one, because it's, you know, requirement for you as an employee to get out of that situation, to pull them out. And how often do we find ourselves out and about, and it's just not the right setting to write down the spot, you know, not like we can do a rollout on a sidewalk. Not recommended.
No.
Pulling the night period out of the back pocket in the program in that setting. Joy, I'm curious if you've got a few minutes. I'd like to open up the lines here, because I heard a bunch of questions at you, and I'm sure I've missed some. But if those of you who want to fire a question at Dory, some of you are already doing it, you want to hit *6 on your phone, that'll make you live, and fire away. Somebody just said it. So, again, *6 will demute your line and ask our token state employee any questions that may have come up. Maybe I did ask all the questions that could be asked. I find that hard to believe. But, Dory, another one that comes to mind is when you said daily, speaking your affirmations in the mirror. The same thing as daily stating our mission statement, what our purpose in life is. How you were adamant about that. And how long did it take you to get to the point where that just became natural?
I would do it as a habit. I started my habit after Jim Carrey. I think it was when he came up to Muckle Keel once. We used to have him up in the north, further north end. Now we're more down centralized for all of Seattle. And it was hard. I would smile. I would hold my shoulders up. I would smile. And I, Joy Larson, I'm a person of integrity. And I would read this whole thing. And it's not for everyone to read the whole thing.
Sure.
But it was for me because I needed to hit every area, and it was this page, and I still do it. I have it mostly memorized, but I say parts of it. But I believed that the brain was so powerful, and I knew that was a key in helping my brain switch to what I knew I wanted to do, and I believe the facilitators, I believe the books I was reading, the different things I was reading, and I just wanted to say I thought I was too late. I thought I was too late that I'd missed the wave when we had our first big boom. I kept thinking, no, I'm not going to think that way. I'm not going to think that way. And now, and especially after reading The Business of the 21st Century, Robert Kiyosaki, and just following my leaders, Dennis and Ruth Williams, and they've been so helpful. And I know I'm leaving someone out, but just believing them and believing it and putting it into practice has just made a huge difference in my mind, in my mindset.
Well, in what our human being or facilitators know, and the experts, scientists, researchers, doctors, you can go right on down the list, is the chemical endorphins that we release in the brain, that we will take the time, Larry Prophet is adamant about this, 2 times a day, to recite that mission. The purpose of my life or my mission in life is float out there. So you're even out loud, it's crucial for your ears to hear what it is, and I know, you experience that, that literally, that chemical release, rather than believing what, you know, the media would want us to believe, that, you know, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and it's all terrible out there. I mean,
absolutely.
It's not. We've all got an incredible opportunity, and the timing right now, as you said, you know, you thought you missed the big boom. The boom now is way bigger opportunity from a business side of things. People, you look at the list of folks that are tapping into the Power Launch bonus, that, you know, they're taking school up on the website. I mean, it's huge. These are people, I talked to one the other day, actually, who's going to be our guest next week. Brandon just getting started in E-Can.
So exciting.
Yeah. It's absolutely, I mean, it's amazing what can happen when we make that decision. Every single day.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
She said it took her a long time to figure out her why.
Uh-huh.
And it's taken me forever to figure out my why, so I'm just curious how she figured it out finally and what her why is if she wouldn't mind sharing.
Joy?
Well, I was my own worst enemy in a sense, because I was so focused. There was no consideration of anything else except my children. And I figured out my why when I was backed up against a wall in front of a group of ladies. I figured out I needed help. I figured out I really needed to focus on myself and what was I going to do in 5 years, and I had no retirement. I was in the state, but I had made choices in my life to put my children first, so I didn't become a paralegal, I didn't become a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief. I just followed my dream, and my dream was to be a mother of a big family, and when that dissolved, I still had all these children. I was not going to throw them, you know, I was not going to throw them away and run off and find a career. I wrote it out, and I struggled. I struggled for days writing out, what do I want in my life? What do I really want? And after my mother, especially after my mother died in 2003 and left me a piece of waterfront property on Bainbridge Island, I didn't know how I could ever build on it. And then as things started working together and I started having to put together my why, and I mean, I think it took me a couple of years because I kept thinking I wanted to do it. And that's why Tim Nagel said, when you do it, you let me know and you give me a call and I will help you. I'll be there for you. But he was very strong about it. Tim is a very strong person. So my why now is to be able to, I still get all sort of choked about my why, is because I never planned on being in this position, and so now I have a plan for myself, for my future. My plan B is developing. I'm not there yet. My plan B is getting more stable, and I see the changes that have happened in me that make me happy when I look in the mirror, that I don't feel like I'm in a box. I mean, I know I'm not in a box anymore, some of the reading I've been doing. So my plan B is to be able to be around for my children, my 5 grown children, my 11 grandchildren, and to be like Venison Roots and take them all on a trip. To be able to put into my family, which I know my father put into me. I want to be able to give back to my family. And it's exciting because I see it, I feel it, and I see it happening. And I see people open to me, which I was always blasting them with products before and trying to heal the world, because I've gotten really well with these products. And now I'm leading just with business.
No, you.
Did that answer?
I think you did it.
Thank you much.
You know, and what I find fascinating, and if we can finish up with this, is that your whole focus, the earlier bulk of your years was about your family, and now it's gone full circle again, because it's now what can I do to leave my family with something and have that time, because we are all in that same scenario that if we don't have a plan, if we don't plan, and yeah, a retirement, a social security check may be nice, but there, that's where we get the phrase, the fixed income. You can't change them. You can't, you know, it'd be great if we could write our Congress people and our president and say, hey, social security check isn't cutting it. You know, as a 67, 68, 70-year-old, I'd like a little increase. No, it doesn't work that way. However, if we can all say, hey, you know, we want a raise, go out there and make it, building more networks, building our team. How about selling, but building teams and investing that time. So, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, Dori Larson has been our guest, and if you found what she shared beneficial, or if you want to go back and review some of the key points, don't forget www.saturdayamlive.com is the site to catch the recordings.